Well, I am just delighted to be here, and I want to thank the Renewable Fuels Association for inviting me. I've been here in the audience in the past, and I think this is the fifth Renewable Fuels Summit, and I think I've been to two or three of them, and you've never really had good weather except the first one. So and the weather's a little better today, so this time of the year in Iowa, you just never know what to expect. But I am just delighted to be here, and I want you to know that I'm proud that Iowa is such a strong leader in the renewable fuels industry. We are a number one in ethanol, number one in biodiesel, number two in wind energy, and we have been a leader from the get-go. Going back to when I was in the legislature, really in the 1970s, is when we first started to promote the idea of ethanol, back when we used to call it gasohol. So we've come a long way, baby. The renewable fuels industry has been good for Iowa and good for our economy and good for agriculture, and we're enjoying some of the profitability we see in agriculture today because of the important role the renewable fuels industry has played. And now Iowa is clearly an important leader in that area. One of my goals I spelled out in the campaign is to revitalize the Iowa economy. We do have the highest unemployment we've had in over 20 years, with 6.6% unemployed. And we have a very ambitious goal of 200,000 new jobs and raising family incomes by 25%. And we know the renewable fuels industry can help us create jobs, not just in our urban areas, but all over the state of Iowa. And we're talking about good-paying jobs that add value to what we produce in agriculture. And so it adds jobs, and it also adds income in the Iowa economy. And I know this to be very, very important. In 2010, renewable fuels industry supported 49,000 jobs in the Iowa economy and provided $2.4 billion in household income in our state. So this industry is already playing an important role. We hope that we can help it grow even more. Together, we can work on these goals of growing the economy, growing jobs, growing family incomes. And one of the things that Monty kind of closed his presentation with was raising this blend wall from 10 to 15%. We just got some good news from the EPA, extending that 15% now to vehicles 2001 and newer. This is a step forward. I want you to know that I rode over here in a vehicle that uses E85. Back when I was governor, before we started, and Iowa has one of the largest fleets of E85 vehicles, and we have tried to be a leader and a promoter in that area. But I want to work with the legislature to try to change the incentive from 10%, which it has been, I think, from the beginning, to 15%. So that, and we all know that incentive has made a difference, because 10% blended fuel in Iowa sells for less than regular gasoline, and that's not true in some other states. And that's why if we can go to something that provides the incentive at 15%, that too can be economically more competitive and can help us, again, make another significant step forward in reducing our dependency on foreign oil and having more of our fuel renewable and coming from what we produce right here in Iowa. I was also one of the governors that helped found the Governor's Ethanol Coalition, and I plan to continue to be actively involved with that group in the future as well. I'm looking forward to working with the new governors that are joining from states all over the country this year, and I think it's going to be an exciting time to serve the people of Iowa, and I'm really appreciative of the support that I received from rural Iowa. That's where I came from, and that's where Kim Reynolds comes from. We both come from farm backgrounds. We both have represented rural districts, and we recognize that agriculture is critically important to our state, and especially this renewable fuels industry has really been part of what is helped us change and revitalize rural Iowa, and I think it's just really begun. I really feel optimistic that the opportunities are great. But as Bonnie pointed out, there's also a lot of obstacles that have to be overcome. And the challenges are going to be there, and there's still the skeptics and those people that are on the coast that don't get it, that we have to continue to educate. But I want to play a very important and a very active role in that. I want you to know that Newt Gingrich is coming to my office here this morning. So I'm going to be talking to all these presidential candidates how important renewable fuels is to the future of this country and to our competitiveness, and how important it is to the state of Iowa. And we want them to do well in Iowa. One way they can do well here is to recognize and certainly address those issues. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You want to do questions and answers?
Sure.